Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. I'm your host, Elena Spinola. This month, we're celebrating mothers everywhere on Sunday, May 12th, and today, we wanted to share some of the latest trends in gift-giving to help you prepare to spoil the special women in your life this Mother's Day. Joining us in the studio is shopping expert, lifestyle journalist, and brand strategist, Trey Baj, who specializes in smart shopping, personal finance, and retail. Trey, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we really appreciate you, and you sound like you have the coolest job ever. I know you've been a contributor to many popular magazines. You've appeared on dozens of TV shows, including Rachel Ray, Inside Edition, CNBC, just to name a few. So Trey, tell us, how long have you been a smart shopping expert, and what does that entail exactly?
I've been doing this for about 6 years, and it entails a variety of things. So like you said, I do contribute to women's magazines. I do a lot of TV segments, both local and national. And my main goal is to help consumers save while they shop and also save money for the future. I also talk quite a bit about parenting. I love toys and kids and all that fun stuff as well. But my main goal really is to help people save money in their lives.
Got it. Well, here on The Bistro, we're always aiming to help consumers, and again, today we're trying to help people be more savvy shoppers all year round and as Mother's Day approaches. So as a shopping expert, Trey, what's the top advice you can share with our listeners to help them shop for mom this year?
My number one word of advice to any consumer is never take a price at face value. So if you're in a store or you're online and you see that something is on sale, that's great, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are finding the lowest price. So I love to send consumers to my favorite coupon sites or to use browser extensions, use savings apps. There are so many cool and very easy to use platforms that you can use to save yourself a little extra every time you buy something.
That's really, really great advice. I wonder if you've spoken to my husband, because he is the master in finding the best deals on anything. And that's such great advice for everyone. And again, Mother's Day is coming up here on Sunday, May 12th. What can you tell us about some of the latest trends in gifts for moms this year?
So one of the trends that I'm seeing are experiential gifts. Moms just want to spend time with us, right? So anything from taking your mom out to brunch to taking your mom on a sightseeing tour, museums, all those things that you can do with your mom to spend time with them makes a really good fail-safe gift on Mother's Day.
Yes, those sound great. What about traditional gifts for mom? What seems to be the best gifts for moms that never get old? And why do you think that is?
I think the gifts that never get old are jewelry and then also flowers. And thankfully, right around Mother's Day, we will see lots of sales on both of those categories so you can save along the way. Something that I like to recommend for flowers in particular, because flowers only maybe last a week with a good high quality flower, I like to do succulents or a plant or something that she can plant in her garden, like a tree. That way, she'll always be able to look at that item and think of you on her Mother's Day celebration.
I love that. That's great advice. You mentioned some sales, and tell me about Mother's Day's gifts if money is tight. What are some other low-cost ways to celebrate mom?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about experiential gifts, and so you can do that on a budget. You could make her breakfast, for instance, or maybe this is, you know, not so exciting, but if there's something around her house that she's been kind of putting off that she needs to do, for instance, if she bought a piece of furniture that needs to be assembled and you're great at that, go over and help her put that together. Or if she's not that digitally savvy and she needs to hook up her Wi-Fi or her smart TV, I think especially with the older consumer, moms may feel a little bit intimidated by certain things, and you're obviously younger than her and probably more savvy there. So you can go in and help her get herself all set up digitally so she can maybe communicate by email with you or by text or FaceTime with her grandkids, for instance.
Yeah, those are all really great tips. And I think you're right. People, mothers especially, they love great intentions and those great experiences. These have been really, really great tips for Mother's Day shopping. And as I mentioned here at the Bistro, we're always aiming to help consumers shop smart and be more savvy all year long. Trey, what are some tips you can share to help our listeners remain savvy shoppers through all of their buying experiences?
Absolutely. So there are a couple of tips that I like to always share. So first of all, think about timing. So if, especially if you're making a very large purchase or planning a very large purchase, like an appliance, for instance, or a new TV, there are certain times during the year that are better than others to buy those items. So for instance, TVs are usually at their deepest prices around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, also right before the Super Bowl is really good, or a lot of times stores do Black Friday and July sales. So for instance, buying a TV around those times, you'll be saving a lot more than if you purchase them at other times. Same thing to think about with things that are seasonal, for instance, clothing. So we're coming into spring. We'll see some spring teaser deals on clothes, but nothing really clearance level until the end of spring. So if you think about things in terms of that, you can do much better on price and save all year long. So that would be one kind of bucket of savings advice. The other thing that I always recommend is looking for a special deal that you can apply to a certain item. So I work with a company called Slick Deals, which is a deal site. So they have deals on their site all year round. They have 11 million deal seekers vetting those deals all the time. So that's a good kind of base camp for deals. But they also have a feature called a deal alert, which I like to set if there's something kind of pricey that I'm looking to buy. For instance, I have my eye on a new laptop. You can see my laptop here. It's a little bit old and I love it and I'm afraid to give it up, but I do need a new laptop eventually.
Well, I have the same one, so I'm going to have to watch what you do and watch what you buy.
I'm setting deal alerts for my newest MacBook Air. I'm waiting for Slick Deals to tell me when that item is going on sale so I can save on it. So that's something else that I like to do. Discounted gift cards is another savings tip that I like to use. There's a site, Gift Card Granny, that has thousands of discounted gift cards from anything from restaurants to your big box retailer. So it's always good to look for a discounted gift card. For instance, if Target has a discounted gift card on that site for 10% off and you buy that card, then you shop with it, you've automatically saved yourself 10%. So it's a way to create a sale where there maybe wasn't a sale before. So that's another tip that I like to use. And then the last tip that I like to use and really suggest that consumers do this is that if you do a lot of shopping online, use a browser extension. So a browser extension is what it says it is. It extends the functionality of your regular browser. So if it's Safari or Chrome or whatever browser you use. So for instance, there's one from Swagbucks called the Swag Button. When you shop and you have the Swag Button installed, you'll be alerted to deals as you're shopping around. So it does a lot of the work for you. There's another one called Gumdrop from a deal site called Good Shop. And Good Shop is a really nice one because there's a charitable component to their deals. And same with the Swag Button, as you're shopping around, you'll get a little alert that'll let you know that there are savings available. You simply just click on it to activate it and then you save along the way. So I'm all about making things easy.
Yeah.
I have the utmost respect for those crazy couponers out there with their folders and their coupons, but that's too much work for me.
Yeah.
I just want to take advantage of the functionality of my digital device, my laptop, put a savings app like Slick Deals on my phone, and find those savings quickly and easily along the way.
You're right. It does the work for you, which is so awesome. And what I'm hearing you say is with a little bit of planning and patience and informing yourself, you can really get some great deals out there.
That's true.
Thank you so much. These have been awesome tips. Trey, where can our listeners find out more information like the tips you shared today?
Sure. So I'm at TrueTrey.com. I'm TrueTrey on Twitter. I'm Trey Bodge on Facebook and Instagram. So those are all the places that you can find me. And I'm constantly sharing special deals, savings tips, advice for the long term as well. So I hope you'll follow me there. And I look forward to answering any questions that you might have as well.
Wonderful. Thank you again so much for being here.
My pleasure.
I'm Elaine Espinola, host of the Bistro Podcast. We thank you for listening and ask you to give us your feedback on this episode. Go ahead and rate us on iTunes and share our episodes to help inspire others. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and savvy shopping tips with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.